From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The U.S. military in Afghanistan is reporting that 8 American troops have been killed in multiple bomb attacks in southern Afghanistan. The report says the 8 deaths today occurred in what were described as multiple complex bomb attacks. One Afghan civilian also was killed and several other troops were wounded. These latest deaths bring to 55 the number of American troops killed in October in Afghanistan, making it the deadliest month of the war for American troops since it began in 2001. The Obama administration says it is time to update the nation's aging electric grid to meet the demands of the 21st century. The president is announcing billions of dollars in government grants today to speed the process along. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The grants will go to 100 different projects in 49 states. Altogether, the government's putting up nearly $3.5 billion from the economic stimulus package. That money will be matched, and then some, by investments from the private sector. The projects were chosen in a competitive process. They include smart power meters to help consumers cut their electric bills and sensors to help utilities respond more quickly to power outages. The investments are also designed to make it easier to tap clean energy sources, such as wind and solar power. President Obama will announce the grants at a solar collector in Florida. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Miami.
The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic resumed today in The Hague, but the defendant was once again absent. NPR's Silvia Poggioli is covering the trial.
The prosecution began its opening statements, laying the foundations for the war crimes charges against Karadzic. Those include genocide for the siege of Sarajevo and the massacre at Srebrenica. Once again, the defendant's chair was empty. Karadzic claims he hasn't been given enough time to prepare his case and wants 9 more months. Presiding Judge Ogon Kwon ruled that the trial can proceed in the defendant's absence, and he warned that if Karadzic persists in boycotting the trial, the court might consider appointing a lawyer in his behalf. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.
The Conference Board reported today that consumer confidence about the U.S. economy fell unexpectedly in October. The index shows that Americans are as worried about the economy's current state as they have been in nearly 3 decades. Consumers also have a grim outlook for the future. They are expecting a worsening business climate, fewer jobs, and lower salaries. And a report out today shows that home prices rise. They rose, rather, for the third straight month in August, indicating a possible housing recovery is taking hold. Prices are higher on Wall Street. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 69 points to 99.37. However, the Nasdaq Composite Index is down by 5 points to 21.37. This is NPR News. London-based Amnesty International is accusing Israel of taking too much water away from Palestinians who live in the occupied West Bank. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
It's one of the most contentious issues in the Middle East. Israel and the Palestinian territories are in the midst of a multi-year drought, so who has access to water is pivotal. In its new report, Amnesty International charges that Israel is pumping too much drinking water from the West Bank's Sol aquifer. The report says Israelis use more than 4 times the amount of water per person than Palestinians do. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev says Amnesty's claims are wrong. He says Israel has actually lowered its consumption of natural water since 1967. He blames the Palestinian Authority, which receives billions of dollars in aid, for not developing its West Bank water infrastructure. Amnesty charges that Israel routinely denies Palestinians permits to launch infrastructure projects in the West Bank. The report also says that 90% of water in Gaza is unfit for human consumption, yet Israel doesn't allow water to be imported into the coastal strip. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
President Obama told an audience in Miami last night that there is no choice but to overhaul the health care system to make insurance cheaper for families, businesses, and the government. The president's remarks were made at a congressional fundraiser. Earlier in the day, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid of Nevada said that a health care bill heading for a Senate vote would contain a public option. He said this would give millions of consumers the option of buying government-run insurance coverage. President Obama did not comment on Reid's announcement, but did say that health insurance premiums have doubled in the past 10 years and will do so again in the next decade if nothing changes. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.